Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior field hockey star at Lakeland High School, Celeste Pagliaroli. So, hi, Celeste. Welcome to the show, and congrats on the honor.
Thank you.
Yes, I see. Obviously, well-deserved as I'm looking down your nomination sheet and all your accomplishments, so good for you. And we've got Coach with us as well today, Coach Sharon Sarson. How are you, Coach?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
All right. So the team is playing very well right now, but you need to update me as to how you are at the moment, because the last bit of information I got from your nomination letter goes back to the 8th, where you guys were, I think, 12-1-1. And ranked, you know, bouncing between number one and number two on the low HUD poll. Where are you all at now?
So we're 14-1-1. We finished our regulation season. We play our first playoff game on Saturday, and we're ranked second on the low HUD polls.
Nice, nice. So you've won two since the information sheet I got. And pretty impressive there, by the way, because in that information sheet, I noticed that when you played Horace Greeley a couple of weeks ago, they were undefeated at the time. You beat them 1-0. You had 9 saves. And this is kind of cool here. You got pretty high praise from Horace Greeley's coach, where the coach said both teams were the same, but Pagliaroli's play was the difference. How does that feel to get that kind of praise from an opposing coach when that coach has lost the game?
I think I really appreciate it. Like, the coach is not only complimenting my team, but really making sure that they compliment me. Like, I had a great game. Just gives me another pat on the shoulder,
which is nice, and it's well earned, and it's nice to see that an opposing coach would be as gracious as that to say, hey, listen, you know, it's kind of like sometimes when you see a baseball game and you'll have a team afterwards say, listen, they just played better than us, you know, they were the better team today, you know, to be able to kind of man up or stand up that way and just admit that, you know, hey, they played very well. He pitched better today. He pitched well today. That's a cool thing. So, and then I noticed too that I guess the one loss was to Class A Mamaroneck. You had 12 saves, but you lost that one 2-1. Now, when it's Class A Mamaroneck, is that a level? Is the Class A a step above where you all are right now? I mean, is that where your league is?
I don't think they're necessarily better than us. I think they're just like a bigger school. That's the difference between Class A and Class B.
Okay. All right. So you're heading into the playoffs now, which is fantastic. And how is that, as Coach calls it, how is that Royal Flush defense playing? Obviously playing well because you're 14-1-1, but it's grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, 11, and you. That is the defense. So thus the Royal Flush. everybody obviously has been pulling their weight as to what your record is right now.
Agreed. I think everyone, once they make a mistake, they're holding themselves accountable and taking responsibility to know that they don't have to make that mistake again and that they have to fix it in order for us to get far to this postseason.
And I'm sure a lot of that has to come from the fact that you are the captain of the squad for the second year now. Correct?
Correct.
Yes. And Coach says that you show amazing leadership and also patience, which I guess would be an important thing. I mean, if, you know, part of that big defense does include an 8th grader and does include a 9th grader. I mean, they're still young. You know, like you said, mistakes are going to happen. But at least the fact that they're holding themselves accountable, I'm going to guess a lot of that comes from you.
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, I've never been the captain of a team. I was a baseball guy when I was in high school. But I always thought to myself, that's a little bit of pressure. Now, do you feel any pressure being the captain, or is it more of like a motivator for you?
I don't think it's any pressure. I think it kind of motivates me and everyone else to just like encourage everyone, especially because I'm the goalkeeper, that I'm really talking to everyone like, hey, you got it. Just don't worry about it. If you make the mistake again, it's OK. We'll figure it out.
Okay. And I see when it comes to your accomplishments, you've been all league, you've been all section, honorable mention, the 2022 Low HUD Elite 11 preseason pick, 2022 Max Preps Northeast Region High School Player to Watch. And I see you had some pretty big wins last year. So did you all win it all? Did you guys, you gals win it all last year?
Last year we did not.
Okay, because I do see here that there was a league champion, a Section 1 champion, and also a New York State Class B champion, where you beat Garden City 2-0.
That was my freshman year.
Oh, that was your freshman year. Wow. How about that storybook stuff there, huh?
That was a lot.
Man, and getting a shutout, too. Holy cow, for the big win. That's fantastic. All right, so Coach, you're with us here. Tell me a little bit about Celeste. Tell me a little bit what it's been like to coach Celeste, especially since you've been coaching her now for 4 years.
It's been wonderful. I'm going to miss her greatly next year. She's really embraced the title of a captain, and she embodies everything that we want a Lakeland Field hockey player to be. She's accountable. She's responsible. She loves playing. She competes every day in practice and in games. She is so respected in the school and the hallways by all the teachers and staff. So I'm very proud of what she's accomplished, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely something to look forward to as you're heading into the playoffs. And what'd you say, rank number two?
We're ranked number one in our tournament in the Class B schools. So we got the number one seed.
Okay, that's great. And now I find this really impressive, but stat-wise, you've started 70 games straight, minus one game due to some COVID tracing in 2020, but you've recorded 48 shutouts. Holy cow.
We're up to 49.
That's right. I'm a couple of weeks off on my info here. So up to 49. So I guess 50 would be kind of a cool benchmark, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how about we do that in the first round then?
Hopefully.
Okay. We'll all agree on that. That's what's going to happen in the first round. We'll hit that 50 benchmark. All right. Very nicely done. And when it comes to your play, and obviously the academics as well, all of this has helped you to being accepted and you verbally committing to play Division I field hockey for Long Island University and the Sharks. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
So what was it like when you got the letter or when you got the phone call that said, yeah, come on, we're taking you on?
So actually, we were at a tournament for Easter, and Saris is like, where do you want to go? And she kind of just picked up the phone and called my coach, and then we kind of started talking, and then I committed the first week in August. I gave her a call after camp one day, and she was like, are you ready to be a Shark? And I was like, I think I am. It's kind of how it went.
And the program itself, I mean, where have they been the last couple of years? What are you walking into when it comes to wins, losses, within their conference?
From Division II to Division I. So they're still an upcoming program. So right now they have a lot of internationals. And I would say that they're pretty average, like same amount of losses, same amount of wins.
Okay.
That it's the perfect program for me. I didn't want like a super competitive program where I'm not really going to play. So I think I'm excited that I can get an opportunity to step onto the field.
And that is, even from my own perspective, I always liked playing on a team that, may have been like, say, a 500 ball club the year before. And then that really helps a team meld when you start winning and you start realizing what it's like to win. And it makes you feel like you're more integral to that winning, when you're all doing it together, like you said, as opposed to joining a team that may already be at the top of the hill. And, and like you said, maybe possibly not even playing as much as you'd like. So that is that definitely sounds like the perfect place for you. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Celeste Pagliaroli of Lakeland High School. Now, Celeste, when it comes to this award, academics are an equal part of it, and you seem to be in great shape there. And I notice a couple of things in your pretty diverse course load. So you've got English, you got politics and economics and algebra, and I'm sure that's not all. But also I notice forensics 1 and 2, and you're not the only winner of this award that I've noticed have taken a couple of forensics courses. Is there anything in particular that drew you to take them?
I think the teacher is the phenomenal teacher. She really makes it interactive and fun to go there, especially because I have it first period.
Well, hey, if you've got some fun to start the day, yeah, I would go with that as well. Okay. And I see also Italian 5H. Now, I'm assuming that means you've been taking Italian for 5 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I also see that education or psychology are possible long-term goals for you as well, obviously at Long Island University. Is that still the plan? Okay. And is that a discover along the way? Or, I mean, like, you're going to figure out which one you would prefer along the way? Or do you have an idea now, a more firm idea?
I think I want to go into teaching because guidance counseling. I want to come back here to actually teach. And I don't think anytime soon. So.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, coach, you might have her back soon.
She told me.
as you go, oh my, I've got to have her. And as to other aspects of this award, it is noticed by your principal, Celeste, that when students need to be helped, you offer that you are right there. And coach, I'm going to take a guess that you're in full agreement with this.
You walk into any staff member here at Lakeland and they know Celeste and they really endear her. Many call her the mayor. She walks around about her.
And you've also been helping. You helped get a new student acclimated to the school. And I know for a new student, that can be pretty daunting kind of stuff. Was there anything in particular that you did to help with this student, to help ease that transition into Lakeland?
Well, I just kind of explained to all the freshman class, because that's the grade he's in, that he transferred from Yorktown. And while we are rivals, like he's probably the most normal kid you'll ever meet. And I was even talking to him, to my principal, about him. And he actually included him in the principal advisory council to see if he can meet more friends and just get a word in on all the things that are going on at Lakeland.
Oh, well, that's a fantastic welcome. I'm sure he much appreciated that, or much appreciates that as he moves forward. Now, you've also, let's see, you've coached 7th and 8th graders every Sunday in the Shrub Oak, Athletic Club Youth Field Hockey Program. And that's got to be kind of fun, actually, to work with the younger kids like that.
It's so much fun seeing how much growth they have from the beginning to the end, and then saying, oh, I'm going to be like you guys one day. I'm going to be on Lakeland Field Hockey and hopefully win some championships like you.
Well, I'm sure you are somebody that they look up to. And obviously you walk the walk there out on the field. So that is definitely for them. You are a mentor. And you've also coached Shrub Oak Athletic Club basketball, because it's not just field hockey for you. There's also lacrosse, where you were also the captain. And there's also basketball. So one quick question. Do you do anything differently in preparation for the three different sports?
Not really.
No? Okay. One of the winners I had recently, he's a football player, but he also does the triple jump. So it was very interesting to hear what the difference was in his preparation for football as opposed to his preparation for a track and field event like the triple jump. So I know some of the winners here have different approaches depending on the sport itself. But so how did you manage the time, though? Now, timeline wise, when it comes to these sports, they're pretty much back to back to back, correct?
Correct.
All right. So how do you manage the time along with all the other things that you do, which includes all these achievements here? You're part of the Lakeland School Spirit Committee. You volunteer for the Lakeland School District Girls and Sports Day, free hockey clinics, Colorado Bearfield Hockey Camp. And I'll take a side here. Where did that come about, and how cool was that?
I think it was a great experience. It came from a Lakeland Field Hockey alumni, Emma Bozak, who moved out to Colorado and started the program. And she said to Stars a few months back, like, hey, why don't you come out to Colorado? And we took up the offer, and it was a great experience.
So with all of this, though, is there anything in particular that you do to try to manage it? I mean, because there's a boatload going on for you. So is there anything you do to keep yourself from going a little wacky? You know what I mean? To try to maybe, how do you organize it?
So last year I didn't play Lakeland basketball for the school, but this year I'm going to. So the way I'm going to organize is I get out of school at 12:22 every day. So I'll go home, do my homework, go to practice, go to field hockey winter league, and then I'll bounce over to lacrosse winter league, and then I'll go home, eat dinner, shower, and go to bed.
So what do you do when you get a moment of free time? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any interests? Something to help you unwind a little bit?
I'll just kind of like lay down. That's like my only downtime. So I'll just like kind of take advantage and just relax.
Okay. I can understand that.
I also call her the professional game watcher because whenever we have an off day or we're done with practice, she's at a game. She's at the girls' soccer game. She's at the boys' soccer game. She's at the boys' volleyball game. She's a game watcher as well.
Okay. And when you mentioned earlier, Coach, that folks there at Lakeland refer to Celeste as the mayor, I see, and I love this because, you know, I do this kind of thing on occasion, that you read the daily announcements every morning at the school.
Correct.
So anything in the last week or so that's been like really interesting going on at Lakeland that we should know about?
Not really, but they give me a lot of announcements to do every morning.
And now, with it being Halloween and all, do you put on any special voices for any Halloween events?
I do not.
I was just curious if you did any of those, you know, Dracula type voices for, you know, for some sort of fall festival that's coming up. All right. So, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Celeste, what would you like to add here at the end?
I just think that she has worked really, really hard for not just 4 years, for her whole athletic career, moving into Lakeland and high school. And she's put everything into it, and she has surpassed our expectations, and we're so happy with the successes she's experienced. So we're proud of her. We look forward to seeing how she moves forward. And, you know, we're happy we had her.
And you know what? And Celeste, see, this is the awkward question that I ask all the coaches if they're on at the very end, just so I can see my winner blush. And I was successful yet again. So anyway, listen, Celeste, congratulations again on this award. It was absolutely fantastic talking to you and to you, Coach Sarson, as well. And hey, listen, best of luck on the rest of the season. Let's go with that 50 benchmark on the next game, okay?
Thank you.
So, and also, Long Island University, best of luck there. That is where I become envious of all the winners that I talk to, because I do remember my college days, and they were some of the best days of my life. So I really look forward for you to just enjoying the heck out of it and getting something out of it as well.
Thank you.
For Lakeland High School's Celeste Pagliaroli, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.